the book of Psalms.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank
you, Psalms 121. And I just want to read verse number one. Well, the Bible says, I will lift up mine eyes. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. That's all I need right there. This morning I want to speak to you for a brief moment. As individuals, and I want to put a charge on us as a church from this topic. Keep looking up.
I just told her through song, Fowl's child, he gonna make it all right. Don't worry about what we're dealing with right now. Know that God is going to make everything all right. Lord Jesus, everything is falling right in place. There will be tough times, but God is going to make it all right. Can we go to the Lord in prayer? Most holy and all wise everlasting Father. God, I bow before you now in the name of Jesus. Lord, know that I need you now. For I can't preach until you show up. Move me out of your way, God. Take this mere vessel of clay. Shape me, make me, mold me into the preacher that you will have me to be on today. Oh God, take me out of self and hide me behind the cross that they will see none of me but all of thee. Use me, God, one more time for your glory. And God, whatever happens in the day that deserves praise, I dare not take any other credit. But I will give it all to you who the honor is due. Now, Lord, I pray that the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. My Lord, my strength, and my Redeemer. Amen. Keep looking up. For I truly thank God for allowing us to be able to come into the house of the Lord one more time. To give him praise, to give him glory, and to give him honor. For the many things that he has done in our lives. And there is no doubt in my mind of the fact that there are some mixed emotions and thoughts that many of us are dealing with right now. For this is a time where we must look up with a spirit of anticipation. And we must keep our minds totally on God. And take one day, one moment, one second, one step at a time. And let God lead us in the direction that he would have us to go. For God already knows exactly where he is going to take us from here. But we must be patient believers and wait on him and follow his lead. For I realize that this is a difficult time for all of us. For this is the first Sunday morning service after the passing of our pastor. Our leader, the under shepherd of this house, who God allowed to bless us in so many ways. For we thank God for every word of comfort, every message, every prayer, every counseling session, every visit, every song, every shout, and he loved the shouting. And for the many various things that the Reverend John W. K. did in our lives. For the past 24 years that he labored in this house. And now we as individuals, we as a church family, must not let his laboring be in vain. And church, this is a good place for us to serve the devil notice. that we will not walk around with hung down heads as though we are defeated, but we will walk victoriously with our heads held high, looking up towards heaven where the helper abides, knowing that God, who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above anything that we could ever ask, will be with us every step of the way. If you believe that, give God a praise right there. For we as a church and we as individuals must continue to do the work of the Lord in this house and in our lives, always pressing to move forward in the name of Jesus, with anticipation of the greater things that are still yet to come in our lives and for this ministry in this house. For we must remember and follow the many principles that we have learned through our pastor's teaching and preaching. And yes, know that there will be some tough times. There are going to be some difficult moments that are going to come our way. And we are going to need some help to keep moving forward. We don't want to go this way. But we got to move in the way that God would have us to go. And now is definitely not the time to be worrying about or be putting all of our focus and attention on who is going to be the next pastor. Or who is going to be the leader in this house. For know and understand that God is the one in control of everything. And he is the leader of all leaders. And he always has been and he always will be. And he knows what's best for us as individuals. And he knows what's best for us as a church family. And we must become willing to listen, and follow his instructions now more than ever. For know and understand that this is an opportune time for the enemy to try to cause confusion in the church house, bringing in a whole lot of unnecessary mess. For we cannot have a mentality of me, myself, and I. For the I must become submissive to the us. Did you hear what I said? The I must become submissive to the us. We're in this thing together. And we must become focused on being one body in Christ, who are willing to let him lead, guide, and direct our every move. And right now, we must be very careful with the moves and decisions that we choose to make. For we must become willing to join our gifts and talents together as a unit. God gave them to us. Let's be together, being all that we can be in Christ Jesus, not allowing the enemy to cause the church to come up against one another. For I know you heard it said many times, together we stand, divided we fall. For this is a very crucial time for the church, and we must stay totally focused on the Lord. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying this morning? And that is why God has specifically led me to Psalms 121 on this morning, to strategically teach and preach to you from this very text. which is not only my favorite psalm, but it is a psalm of self-encouragement. I know you've heard the song, Encourage Yourself. Sometimes you got to encourage yourself. You don't need a pat on the back. Encourage yourself. God made you. And everything God made is good. For know that there were many times in my life where I had to remember the scriptures of this very song, which reminded me what to do when I found myself facing some very difficult moments in my life. And that was to keep looking up. So my assignment this morning, with the help of the Holy Spirit, is to instill that exact same principle in the hearts of God's people on this very day, which is to look up to the hills from which cometh our help, knowing that our help cometh from the Lord. The very one who sits high and looks down low, knowing and understand that all of our help comes from him. For as the old saints would say, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. For how many of you believe that this morning? For he is looking down on us right now as I speak. And he knows exactly what we stand in need of in this hour. And we must be willing to look to him for the help that we need and not man. For I am sure you have found out by now, by life experiences, that man will sometimes let you down. But know that the God we serve will never let you down. But he will always be right by your side, in your hip pocket, so to speak, assisting you as you travel on this journey called life. Church, always keep your mind stayed on him. For he is a present help in the time of need. For knowing and understand that there is nothing, I said nothing, too hard for God. For I don't know about you, but I have found God to be a God who specializes in getting his people through tough, difficult times. And there is nothing too big for him. And there is not, say nothing, nothing that he cannot do. For how many times have God did the unthinkable in your life? For there has never been a time in my life where I looked up and called on the Lord for help, and he did not come to see about me. But he was right there to meet me right where I was. Regardless of my situation, regardless of my circumstances, God was right there to meet me and to meet my every need, every single time. Is there anybody in the house who can reflect back over your life and think about the time where it felt like you were nowhere close to making it? And God showed up and turned your situation around. Lord, have mercy. He turned it around when you was in desperate need of help. For unlike man, he didn't turn his back on you, but he was right there to supply you with the help that you needed. If that's your testimony, could you give God another praise right there? For know that there is a blessing in looking up. For no matter what you may be going through or what you may be dealing with, always look up. Because that is where your help is going to come from. For know that God's track record speaks for itself. For you can search all you want to, and I guarantee you will never find where God did not have the power to help his people who were down looking up. Let me help somebody right here. For here's a spiritual equation for you. Lifted up heads plus God equals victory. I said lifted up heads plus God equals victory. Are you hearing what I'm saying? For know and understand that the enemy is very aware of this exact equation. For he knows that a lifted head is a posture of victory. And a bowed head is a posture of defeat. That's why the enemy always attacks you in a way that tests your faith. Because he knows that strong faith initiates a positive attitude. And as long as you have a positive attitude or mindset, know that you will always be victorious. Preach, Reverend Holmes. So my question now is, what posture are you in? For I encourage you to always look up from which comes your help. Especially when you find that you are going through. And when you are dealing with matters that take you out of your comfort zone. For as we travel on this journey called life. Know that the roads that we take are not always smooth. And that our paths will not be free from trouble. Neither will it be free from trials. For know that there will be difficulties and detours along the way. But the key to this journey called life is not about avoiding trouble, but it's about how we handle troublesome times. For when you find that you are in your seemingly darkest moments, know that you are still not out of God's reach to help you. For when we don't know what to expect, or when we have never taken a certain road before, and we don't know what to anticipate, which is where we are right now as a church, I propose the following decree. Lord, help me. For always keep a mindset to call on the Lord. Lord, help me. God knows you need help before you know it. He just want to hear you say it sometime to show that you trust and believe in his power. Which brings me to my text. The 121st Psalm. For the book of Psalms is composed of sacred songs and poems, which are sung and read to bring encouragement to ourselves. For our text today is a song that expresses assurance and hope in God's protection day and night. God is always there. For how many of you know him to be a protector who has all power in his hands? For he not only made the hills, but heaven and earth as well. For we should never trust in a lesser power than God himself. For not only is the God that we serve powerful, but know that he always watches over us. And nothing diverts or deter him. You can't break God's spirit. Know that we are safe with God. I said we safe with God. Do you believe that this morning? For no one understands that we will never outgrow our need for God's untiring watch over our lives. That's why it is so crucial that we develop a mindset to always look up to the hills from which cometh our help, knowing that all of our help comes from God, for there is no greater help. And I'm going to say that throughout this entire message so you can get it in here. All right. Look up when you're in need of help. Yeah. And this is exactly what our text deals with on today. Right. For our psalmist is traveling from his home to Jerusalem to worship. And he looks up and speaks out, "Lord, help me," as he was walking. For this psalm is called a pilgrim's psalm because it is a personal monologue of the psalmist talking to himself as he cries out to the Lord on his way to the place called worship. And yes, this journey that we are about to embark upon ourselves will involve a lot of talking to ourselves as we seek God's guidance in the many days to come. I know you heard people say he's talking to himself, he's crazy. That don't apply to this case. Will I choose to follow God? Or will I choose to follow man? Is the question. For that is a decision you must make for yourself. Not somebody else. Don't let nobody guide you in the way that they think you should go. Follow him. That's why I encourage you to always follow God. For our text reveals that the psalmist records physical things he sees on his journey. And he reveals what he recognizes about his God as he starts his journey from his home through the mountains to Jerusalem. He makes two powerful statements in verse number one. The first thing he says, "I will lift up mine eyes." The second thing he said, "To the hill from which cometh my help." Know that in the time of this song, the hills and mountains were sites of danger and hardship. For the rocks and caves hid wild animals and bloodthirsty bandits. Just like the enemy. So in view of the conditions along the way, the psalmist first looks up to the hills. And secondly, he ponders, where am I going to find my help? Well, I've been telling you the whole time since I've been up here. It's in the Lord. For he talks back to himself and says, "My help comes from the Lord," that is, "who made the heaven and the earth." My help comes from the very one who created everything. For he presents the source of his help and he presents the sustainer of his help. For my brothers and sisters, know that not only will God provide you with the help that you need, but he will keep you in perfect peace in the midst of helping you. For no one understands that the God that we serve will never leave you helpless or hopeless. But he will always be right by your side, releasing his helping power. Man, I feel like preaching. Can I preach this text like I feel it? For verse 3 and 4 says, "He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel, which is us, shall neither slumber nor sleep." For know that God is a God that perceives. He knows. And that he is always aware of our circumstances and conditions. Yeah. We can't see God, but he knows and sees us at all times. For he sees us when we cry out. Isn't it good to know that? Lord, help me. But we have to trust and believe that not only does he know us, but he also knows exactly what we need. For no one understand the God that we serve is always in control of what you and I need. The Bible goes on to say, for the Lord will not suffer my foot to be moved. Which simply means that he will not allow my feet to slip or slide, be staggered or shaken when the conditions of life seem to be getting a little slippery. For no one understands that God is aware of every move that you and I make. And he will not allow you to fall to the point where you can't get back up. For we serve a bounce back God. And church, know that we will bounce back from this. Do you hear what I'm saying? For know that God will always be available when we need him. Watching over us both day and night. For our God is persistent. And he never takes his eyes off us. I said never. For he is a God who works first, second, and third shift. Isn't it good to know that the one who is the source of our strength never sleeps? Y'all should have got a little more happy than that right there. Because this tells me that it does not matter what time it may be when I find myself in need of help. Whether it be early in the morning, or whether it be over in the noonday, or whether it be over in the midnight hour. All I got to do is look up to the hills and my God is going to be right there. With his arms open wide, ready to supply my every need. Can I get somebody to give God a praise right there? For this morning, we are basking on the thought of looking up. Encourage the person beside you and tell them, keep looking up. For the Bible says here in verse 5 and 6, as I get ready to bring this thing to a close, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. For here the Lord reveals to us that not only is he our keeper and sustainer, but he is also our protector. For how many of you know God to be a protector? For he protects us time after time after time after time. In those heated experiences that we face on this journey called life. For God will protect us day and night. And he will not allow anything to beat, hit, smite, strike, or kill us. We are too valuable to God. And he loves us that much. So he will always supply us with the shade of safety in tough conditions. I told you, you're safe with God. For when conditions are hot, have you ever been in a hot situation? God has the ability to cool it down. Oh, I'm beginning to feel my help now, y'all. For the psalmist clearly lets us know that the conditions that would normally hurt us on this dangerous journey called life can't touch us because of the protection of the Lord. But this does not mean that we will not have to experience trials from time to time. But it does mean that God will be right there by our side in difficult moments, helping us get through each day of our lives. And as I get ready to take my seat, the Bible says, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. Somebody say, all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. For he shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and forevermore. And I just stopped by to tell a few people that you can't stop God's blessings. I just stopped by to encourage somebody. Keep looking up to the hills from which cometh your help, knowing that your help comes from the Lord. So when you find yourself going through trials, look up to the hills from which cometh your help. I said, keep on looking up. Sickness in your body, keep looking up. When you find yourself down in the pits of the valley, trouble on every side, keep looking up. When you're under constant attack by the enemy, keep on looking up. When the very storms of life seem to be getting you down, keep on, keep on, keep on looking up. When doubt attacks your mind and attacks your heart, keep looking up. For no matter what comes your way, no matter what you face on this side of life, keep looking up. Look up. I say look up. Look up unto the hills from which cometh your help, knowing that your help comes from the Lord. And right now I need some strong believers to rise on your feet and look up to the hills with me. I say look up to the hills, and we declare in the name of Jesus that no weapon formed against us, no weapon formed against this house shall not prosper. For we will not walk around with our heads hung down, but we will keep our heads held high. We will keep them lifted up. Somebody say yeah, say yeah. Because as long as we keep looking up, know that everything, 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 everything is gonna be all right. Somebody shout yeah. If you believe that, give God a praise in this place. If you believe in the power of the Lord, release your praise right now. Because know that in the midst of your praise, God is working it out. 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 Somebody say yeah, yeah, yes, yeah. I need you to release a praise like never before. Our pastor labored in this house, and we will continue to move on in the name of Jesus. I can't help myself right now, but I feel all right. Because every time I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, I got to give him glory. I got to give him praise. Keep looking up to the hills. Keep looking. I feel you, Lord. Up to the hills, knowing that your help will be right there. Ain't he all right? Ain't the man all right? Say yeah. Yeah. Keep looking up. That's why the help here. We would dare not walk around like this. But put your chest out. Lift up your head. We win.